In tough times, having faith is like having a reliable anchor that keeps us steady. The Bible, particularly in Hebrews 11, talks a great deal about faith and how it supported people in challenging situations. It explains that faith is about being sure of what we hope for and certain about things we can't see. Essentially, it means trusting God even when everything isn't crystal clear. Today, we are going to go deeper into God's Word about going through tough times and focusing on God. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. In Hebrews 11, we read about various individuals who faced difficult circumstances but triumphed through their faith. It's like a collection of stories that reassure us that, just like these people, we can navigate through tough times by relying on our faith in God. This understanding is like a comforting guide during stormy moments. Trusting God, as mentioned in Hebrews 11, becomes a source of strength. It's a bit like knowing there's a solid ground beneath our feet even when everything around us seems shaky. This assurance allows us to face uncertainty with a sense of calm, knowing that God is with us even when we can't see Him directly. Consider the story of Abraham from Hebrews 11. He faced the uncertainty of leaving his homeland, trusting that God had a better plan for him. Despite not knowing the details, his faith led him to a promised land. This story illustrates how faith can guide us, even when the path ahead seems unclear. Moreover, faith is about having confidence in God's promises, as stated in Hebrews 11. It's like knowing that God keeps His word, and we can rely on His guidance. This trust, even in unseen circumstances, becomes a powerful force that helps us navigate. Hebrews 11 is like a treasure chest full of stories about regular folks who faced really tough times but came out strong because of their faith. It's like a collection of tales that tell us, hey, these people went through hard stuff, and they made it because of their trust in God. It's like a bunch of roadmaps showing us that, just like them, we can find our way through difficult times by depending on our faith in God. It's kind of like having a reliable friend who knows all the secret paths and can guide us when things get stormy. In Hebrews 11, these stories give us a reassuring hug. They show us that even in the messiest parts of life, faith can be our secret weapon. It's like having a comforting guidebook that whispers, "You can do this. Others have walked this path, and they made it through." Let's take the story of David, a shepherd boy who faced a giant named Goliath. In Hebrews 11 terms, David's faith was like a slingshot that took down the giant. It's a bit like saying, even when life throws giant-sized problems at us, our faith can be that powerful slingshot to overcome them. Understanding these stories in Hebrews 11 is like having a light in the dark. It shows us that when life feels like a confusing maze, our faith can be the flashlight guiding us step by step. It's like saying, yeah, life can be tough, but here's a bunch of people who found their way with faith, and you can too. So, when we face tough times, we can open this special book of stories, Hebrews 11, and find encouragement. It's like having a playbook filled with strategies that worked for others. It tells us that just like those who triumphed through faith, we have our own faith tools to navigate life's storms. When life gets tough, imagine having a special book called Hebrews 11. It's like a superhero guide filled with stories about regular people facing really hard times but winning because of their faith. It's not just stories, it's a playbook, like a manual with strategies that worked for them. It's saying, look, others went through tough stuff, and their faith helped them succeed. You can have your own faith tools to handle life storms. Hebrews 11 is like a friend saying, hey, you're not alone in this. Others face storms, just like you, but they made it with their faith in God. It's comforting, like a warm hug when things seem confusing and hard. In this special book, we find stories that act like signposts, guiding us through the twists and turns of life. One such story is about a guy named Daniel. He faced lions but didn't get scared because of his faith in God. In our playbook, it's like saying, when fears roar like lions in your life, your faith can be the courage to stand strong. Imagine you're feeling small like David facing a giant. In Hebrews 11, it's like telling you, just as David conquered Goliath with faith, you have your own faith sling to face your giants. It's practical, showing that faith isn't just words, it's a tool for real-life battles. Opening Hebrews 11 in tough times is like getting advice from a wise friend. It's not just a bunch of stories, it's a source of strength. It's a bit like having a toolkit for life's repairs. It reminds us that our faith can be as strong as those who face challenges before us. So, when storms hit, open your special book, Hebrews 11. It's not just stories, it's a playbook tailored for you. It says, you have your own faith tools, use them. Others did, and you can navigate life's storms too. In wrapping up our talk about Hebrews 11, it's like reaching the end of a really good story that leaves you feeling strong and hopeful. This special book is like a friend, showing us how regular folks face tough times and won with their faith. It's a bit like having a treasure map, guiding us through life's twists and turns. Remember the story of Daniel? When he faced scary lions, his faith helped him stay strong. It's like saying, when fears roar in your life, your faith can be the courage to stand strong, just like Daniel did. And think about David, the young guy who faced a giant named Goliath. Hebrews 11 is like telling us, just as David conquered Goliath with faith, you have your own faith sling to face your giants. It's like saying, your faith is a practical tool for real-life battles. When life feels confusing and hard, Hebrews 11 is like a comforting friend, giving us a warm hug. It reminds us that we're not alone. Others face storms too, but their faith guided them. It's a bit like having a flashlight in the dark, showing us the way through life's maze. So, what's the big takeaway from Hebrews 11? It's not just stories, it's a playbook tailored for us. It says, you have your own faith tools, use them. Others did, and you can navigate life's storms too. It's like having a toolkit for fixing things in life, and our faith can be as strong as those who face challenges before us. In conclusion, when life gets tough, open your special book, Hebrews 11. It's not just stories, it's a source of strength and guidance. It's like a good friend saying, you've got this. Others made it through, and so can you with your own faith tools.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.